right. So I'm going over the sheet here that they sent me, and you did a very good job of telling me what you do without telling me what you do, because I have no idea what you do. So can you try to explain what you do?
Well, sorry, what was that?
Try to explain to me what you do.
Well, each day, my job is I work in the Combat Operations Center, tracking anything that happens within our area of operations. So if an event happens with a unit, I put it up on the map so that way the commanding officer can see what's happening.
So what kind of things are you talking about?
Oh, we're talking about anything from operations where Marines are coaching the Afghan National Security Force, anything that involves an actual event where Marines or the Afghans get into a firefight, anybody's hurt, or anything that we do that makes a significant impact in our area of operations.
So how do you get this information?
We keep it on the it's on an electronic map that we use on a computer, just sorted by the time the events happen, and it's shown up on the projector in the Combat Operations Center.
So these units who are out then have to plug in their information, which goes to your computer. Is that how it works?
Yes, ma'am.
But I would think that if you're in a firefight, it would be you don't really have time to plug into a computer, hey, we're in a firefight.
Yes, ma'am, that's the way it works. It's not immediate reporting. What it is they take, they're in the firefight. They let their unit know what's going on. We get a basic report, and then from there we provide any help we can to them, whatever that may be. And then maybe an hour or two later is when we'll get the final report. So it's not instantaneous by any means, but it's within the general first couple hours of the event.
So, you know, in movies you see, like, the war room where they've got this big, like, erase board that's clear, and they're writing, you know, X's and O's and things like that. Do you have anything like that that you use, or is that all movie stuff?
I would have to say the movies are a little exaggerated with that. We still have some pretty good systems that we use, but it's nothing like the futuristic combat operations centers you see in the movies or anything like that. It's pretty basic stuff. I mean, we're Marines. We work with what we have, and we make good with what we got.
Now, your MOS says that you're like an MBC type of guy. How did you get into tracking stuff?
The way, just with the nuclear biological chemical threat out here, there's nothing really too big on that. So because of that, my job is very minimal out here. And so I got moved to the Combat Operations Center, and where they, when I showed some talent with my current job. And
I'm sorry, you fuzzed out there. You moved to the Combat Operations Center, and then what?
What happened with NBC, it's not really too much of a threat out here. So they moved me to the Combat Operations Center so that way I could be used more and not be sitting around. That way I'm actually doing something while I'm out here.
And which do you like better? job?
I like them both. NBC is more fun. Is more fun because it involves a lot of science, and it's something that I really I've enjoyed doing. Working in the combat operations center challenges me. It's very intellectual. I get to use my brain and try and figure out patterns and what's going on within the area of operations and try and predict what may or may not happen. But overall, I'd have to say I enjoy being a... And so we're trying to figure out when's the hot seasons, when's the cold seasons.